Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're at the top of the hour.
Hey, Black Mark. On the history of San Francisco.
With national criticism mounting, a friendly foe also blasts San Francisco. United States Senator and former Mayor Dianne Feinstein also outraged over the release of the convicted felon who allegedly killed 32-year-old Kate Steinle. Feinstein says Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez should not have been released, and she's urging the city to take immediate action against a similar tragedy. In a letter to Mayor Ed Lee, Feinstein reportedly expresses her outrage. The suspect, deported 5 times and convicted of 7 felonies, was freed in April despite a detainer from Immigration and Customs. Feinstein places the blame for this crime squarely on Sheriff Ross Mercurimi's department.
Often we have joint agreements to enforce outside of BLM lands when help is needed.
The gun used to kill 32-year-old Steinle was stolen from a parked car in San Francisco, we're now learning, just days before what has become a national incident. But tonight there are questions about why a member of the Bureau of Land Management was in San Francisco. The BLM manages open spaces and the wilderness, not big cities. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
The Bureau of Land Management's now saying the serial numbers match up, and one of its agent's service weapons was the gun used. That weapon was stolen from a parked car when the agent, or ranger, was in the city on official business. What that business was, we're not quite sure.
BLM rangers are fully delegated federal law enforcement officers, and they are authorized to carry firearms and serve as a peace officer through the federal government.
Spokeswoman Dana Wilson says the theft was immediately reported to SFPD and happened in late June, so just days before Steinle was killed on July 1st.
And now to San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. He talked publicly for the first time today about the shooting that happened 1 week ago. But as KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports, the posturing is clearly already underway.
Mayor Ed Lee, who defended the policy in one breath and implied in the next that the Sheriff's Department should have held Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who remains in jail on suspicion of murder.
This happened to be an interpretation, and I think it could have easily been taken care of.
But Sheriff Ross Mercurimi maintains that a warrant was needed.
ICE has been well aware that jurisdictions like ours requires them to have a court order or a federal warrant for the transference and deportation process.
Lee says he does not want to politicize the situation and will wait until an investigation is concluded before he passes judgment.
It is worth noting, however, that Mayor Lee approved reinforcements to that sanctuary policy in 2013, as did the Board of Supervisors. And now to the computer glitches that shocked the world. That's the sound of United Airlines passenger jets idling on runways at airports across the U.S. today. Flights were grounded for almost 2 hours this morning over what the nation's second largest airline finally called a router problem. A second computer outage shut down the New York Stock Exchange for 4 hours over what's now being called a configuration issue. This is cybersecurity expert Adam Levine.
We are a more technologically advanced society now than ever. They come with good and bad. Good is saving lives, making people's lives enriched. But at the same point, there's a downside, which is when something goes wrong, it can be one heck of a go wrong.
This is the second time in 2 months United has been hit by major technical issues. The New York Stock Exchange, meanwhile, was quick to note this was not the product of a computer hacker. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum, though, has reaction from the hacker community.
Some people pointed to a vague post on an anonymous Twitter feed to suggest that the exchange was hacked. But a prominent figure in the anonymous collective said China was probably to blame. Stock exchange officials said it was not the result of a cyber breach.
High-tech communications, the subject of a hearing in Washington today. FBI Director James Comey telling lawmakers terror groups like ISIS are using encrypted programs to prevent law enforcement officials from accessing their communications with recruits, presenting a major new obstacle in the effort to track terrorists.
This is not your grandfather's Al-Qaeda. This is a group of people using social media to reach thousands and thousands of followers, find the ones who might be interested in committing acts of violence, and then moving them to an encrypted, end-to-end encrypted messaging app.
Comey's warning comes as part of an ongoing effort by the Obama administration to convince Silicon Valley companies to grant backdoor access to its encrypted technology. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
We've got Lee Graham, as usual, managing the KGO traffic desk at 9:05. Lee, what's going on?
Well, I have good news right now, especially in Livermore, between Pleasanton and Livermore on 580 eastbound. You do still have some stop-and-go stuff in pockets from construction just after Santa Rita Road to First in Livermore, but if you're heading out toward Tracy, things have completely cleared now and you got nothing in your way. On the peninsula, northbound 101 before Embarcadero Road, something to watch out for. There is sod or turf reported to be in the slow lane. In the city, things are much improved. Northbound 101, it bogs down now at 16th. And then you're stop and go from there to the Skyway. Eastbound on the Skyway, traffic is moving a bit better. It's still stop and go from 101 to Fremont, but not the parking lot that it was. Oakland, 580 westbound, construction is beginning to slow you down some between Fruitvale and 23rd Avenue. And I want to remind you, starting tomorrow night at 9, I'm sorry, tomorrow night at 10, Doyle Drive is going to be closed in the city, and it's going to stay closed through 5 a.m. Monday. And they're saying drivers should avoid the closure area altogether. If you can, use buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1, that's going to stay open, but, of course, you can expect a whole lot of jam-ups during Friday's commutes. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, your Bay Area weather forecast, a cloudy, patchy fog, drizzle after midnight. In fact, drizzle possible during your morning commute. Tomorrow, highs in the low 60s along the coast, 80 inland. Friday, a mix of clouds, a few degrees warmer, lots of sunshine this weekend. Right now, around the Bay Area, 62 degrees in Oakland, 63 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I have great relationship with the Mexican people. I have many people working for me. You can look at the job in Washington. I have many legal immigrants working for me. Many of them come from Mexico. They love me. I love them. And I'll tell you something. If I get the nomination, I'll win the Latino vote. I will win it. Because I'm going to create jobs. Hillary Clinton is not going to be able to create jobs, I will tell you right now.
Jesus,
neither
take a
is
breath.
Jeb Bush going to be able to create jobs. I will create jobs, and the Latinos will have jobs that they don't have right now, and I will win that vote. And everyone thinks, oh, gee, Trump is going to not do well with that vote. I'll do better with that vote than anybody. And I have thousands of them working for me at different places that I have all over the country.
Oh, my
goodness. I will win that vote.
Okay, 808-0810. Latin people, call in and tell us how much you love Donald Trump.
It just kills me. I feel like I have to play The Simpsons again. They dropped a clip online today where Homer Simpson gets sucked into Donald Trump's hair. Why the hell not?
Can you hold a sign?
You know it.
Want $50?
Woohoo!
Do you care who the next president is?
No.
Come with me.
Vote, vote, vote.
I'm right behind him. Not supposed to stare at it directly, but I can't help it. If I touch it, will it heal my baldness? Oh, it's so wispy. It's a gravity-defying comb-over. I can't believe that this was once on his It's as blonde as a golden marmoset, yet also gray as a long-dead donkey. I'm so jealous of all those booby women he's married. If he paid less than $1 million for it, it's a steal.
I am officially running.
No! No! Don't take me out of the ginger forest!
The president of the United States.
So ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh. Excellent. And Harry Shearer is back with The Simpsons. Says it was all a big misunderstanding. You know, it was all about the money. Come on.
I never really left.
Ned Flanders. ESPN and PGA are the latest defectors. They both backed out of arrangements to do things at his golf course. And, of course, he made smart-ass comments about that. He's fine with ESPN dumping him because he's better off without them. Give me a break, of course, blah, blah, blah. Let me see. He's also beefing with a writer from Modern Family. I don't know what that's about. George Lopez, the comedian, worries that there are, quote, enough racists in this country for Trump to get elected.
Oh, for sure. that would be funny, but I'm almost like, gosh, you got something there, George.
Trump also recently said that Mexican immigrants are spreading, quote, tremendous infectious disease.
What?
And the USA pageant, the Miss USA pageant, has found three new hosts. You probably won't recognize, so
tremendous
I won't even
infectious yeah. disease.
You know, so I want to do something else.
Oh, my God.
Let's flip it and reverse it and go all Missy Elliott on you here. I have a story. Heather found it for me, being the good girl that she is. And she talks about, and this story is about, U.S. retirees living well in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Positive things about Mexico.
I've been
love
holding
this,
waiting to throw it in someone's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just do
I
it.
I mean, they've got some drug violence in parts of the country, but, you know, it's like saying that the entire United States, there are no safe places. And I mean, come on. Mexico has its problems just like we do. But nonetheless, here are some of the things that are going on. The cost of homes and medicines are cheaper. In Puerto Vallarta, local businesses employ English speakers. About 1 million U.S. citizens are living in Mexico, according to the State Department. And according to local government estimates, there are about 35,000 U.S. and Canadian citizens living in Puerto Vallarta alone. And many of them, like in this article that I'm going to talk to you about, are like Mike and Sarah. And they say, you know, this is great. We sit with the expats from the United States, some from Britain, a lot of Canadians. We get together. We have happy hours. We have wine. We have appetizers. We have coffees. We live in great neighborhoods. Some of them are different neighborhoods, but we all get together at different restaurants. Here's the other thing. Medical care is another factor that they considered when they decided to move to Mexico. To their surprise, they found more options for quality health care and, of course, at much more affordable prices than here in the United States, including procedures like surgeries and advanced dental care. And so they go on in this blog to say the accessibility to doctors is something that we never experienced in the United States. And from what we understand, it's getting more difficult in the United States, not less. And the cost is somewhere between a quarter and a half of what things cost in the United States. So you gotta think, and this has crossed our minds before, why not live in Mexico? You know, at some point, and when you want to retire, and you can't afford, you know, your rent anymore in San Francisco, or you decide, well, gee, I've been living here all my life. I paid $40,000 for this house. I can make a quick million if I sell it today. Let's run off to Puerto Vallarta and live happily ever after and watch the sunset. So Puerto Vallarta has adopted a relatively new foreign clientele. Around town, doctors and dentists are putting out signs in English. They often have English-speaking employees. And Kimberly Altman is her name, a retiree from California, living right here, used to live in the Bay Area. And she's been there for 3.5 years now, says she loves it, will not come back. She was there for life, says a doctor's visit usually costs around $40. Are we getting calls on this?
This is on the Trump thing.
Oh, the Trump thing. All right, we'll get to that in a second. So no matter what they do, $40 per visit can get you pretty much the same thing that you need. It's very convenient, just like the United States. And the other thing is the cost of living goes in. It's far beyond that. There's the part of the beauty of living in Puerto Vallarta and how far the dollar comes when it goes to real estate. Here's their quote. We have an ocean view, 3,000 square foot condominium that I can afford on my Social Security.
That's
which is, that's what is that, like 25 grand a year? And they can live there and have a nice life.
That's amazing.
We have 24-hour security and indoor parking, you know, and more people are thinking about it. Sure, again, they have their problems, but every
country
has their
problems. What about the tremendous infectious disease?
Oh, please.
Oh, I guess they're in their ivory
tower. Oh, these people want to talk
tower.
About Donald? Donald.
Yeah, I think we found the one Latin man who will vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's Flores in Oakland.
Flores.
Sorry, you have to hit the line.
That's fine. Flores. Hi, Flores. Good evening. Are you there, Flores?
There.
Okay, he may be 7 seconds behind. What else?
That guy's name I did not get.
Oh.
David from Fairfax.
There you go, David. Good evening. You're on.
Yeah, I just invite all the listeners to go to the Marin County booking log and see for themselves who's been arrested and for what. It's a mostly white county, and they can just go online and they can see it all for themselves. It's all pretty much right there, and it's pretty much close to what Donald Trump said.
Hmm. So, okay, so you're agreeing with Donald.
But those statistics don't bear out nationally.
Well, this is one of our safest little areas in the whole United States, one of the richest counties. And we've got it all going on, right? Just look for yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening. So just back to Mexico for a second again, if you're thinking about retiring there.
Wait, so he thinks he can tell the race of somebody by their name?
I don't know. I'm not sure where he was going with that. But
they actually, they identify your nationality. Okay, got it.
But back to the fun of, you know, thinking about retiring, you know, and living off of your Social Security and maybe some money that you put away.
How we need to fun say actually living off.
Yes, in a 3,000-foot condo looking at the ocean. I mean, wow, who doesn't like that? And the other thing that I guess I wasn't surprised, but they've got plenty of food options and a lot of Americana and, you know, Canadian stuff going on there. They've got Costco's, they've got Home Depot's, they've got Walgreens.
And listen,
you know,
couldn't you live on fish tacos every day?
Yes, indeed.
And oh my God, I went to this little place.
Sounds like a party to me.
Oh, it's awesome.
So all I'm doing is, you know, instead of all this negative Mexico stuff,
right?
Is I'm giving you a positive spin.
Well, yeah. Oh my God. And I went to this hole in the wall. Oh, the mole was amazing.
All right, 808-0810. Looks like we're getting more calls. I don't know if it's about Donald or not, but you certainly are welcome to it. And Hillary's disappointed in Donald. I guess we can hear some of that. All right, 808-0810. You're listening to Late Night Late Show Wrap-Up on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lopertini on KGO810.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Sempra Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California-equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Sempra Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy-efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Delmar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right. I was hoping we didn't have to fight about Donald Trump. This is about living in Mexico. Yes, I flipped it and reversed it. I thought, let's talk about something positive. U.S. retirees living in Mexico. They're living very nicely. They're loving it. They're living on their Social Security, which I'm not ready to receive it yet. I'm years away, but I think it's, what, 25 grand a year?
I have no idea.
So if you're a couple, that's 50 grand. So if you can get yourself a 3,000 square foot
condo. So if you get yourself a husband.
Yeah, with 24-hour security, indoor parking, you know, by the ocean, Puerto Vallarta. Who wouldn't want that party?
I want to retire
Margaritas
now.
Margaritas every night.
Bring on the wrinkles and sagging arms. I'm there.
I don't know how that works. Do you have to be a retiree to go there? I guess we need to ask. I don't know. Do you have to be 65 or 62?
I'm sure.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Where should we start?
Line one is Vladimir in San Jose.
Vladimir, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yes, good evening. I just wanted to ask you if the life is so wonderful and good in Mexico, then why that millions of people, millions of Mexicans keep coming to this country?
Well, there's no doubt that they are. They seek a better life, but they're also coming not only from Mexico, but from all of South America. So you've got to consider that they're coming up from the other countries that are not doing so well. Mexico itself, I think, has pretty much been on the rebound economically.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, so there's family here. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. I understand what you're saying, but remember that they're all not Mexicans.
It's El Salvador, et cetera.
Right, yes. Okay, next.
Actually, Flores is back with us, and he's in Oakland, and he can speak to, I think, what Vladimir was mentioning.
Yes, Flores, good evening.
Yes, hello, and I want to say that I love KGO, and I don't have an extremist point of view, but what I'm saying is that Donald Trump has a point. And the point is that Mexico has oil, has minerals, has the land to be a productive land. And there is so much corruption in that government that they don't allow their people to explore those things. Now, the cartels are taking over the country. And, for example, for my people, I am from El Salvador, and a lot of people that are trying to come to the United States, and I'm not saying that it's right, but are trying to cross via Mexico, they're getting kidnapped, they're being robbed, they're being raped. Women are being taken hostage and being prostituted by these cartels.
That's right, and you're absolutely right, and thank you for bringing it up, because as the last gentleman said, you know, it's all coming from Mexico. No, it's not from El Salvador, Nicaragua, and a lot of those other southern Latin countries where things are not so
and
rosy.
So what I'm saying is, like, would I vote for Donald Trump? Yes, I would vote on the fact that he's taking the debate where it should be. You know, the debate shouldn't be on a flag, flying on a pole for whatever reason. You know, they think that is important, that is great. But the debate should be, you know, as we are increasing our society here in the United States, how can we ensure that it will be safe for everyone to be here?
Well, and I'm with you. I don't have a problem with controlling immigration. It needs to be fixed, that's for sure. I think the problem is the way he started out. I mean, you know, here's the problem with Donald. And Heather... Heather hated on me for this when he first announced his candidacy. As I said, you know, I don't really have a problem with Donald. But then it turns out, what's the first thing he does when he opens his mouth at his, opening lines in his presidential bid? Well, he doesn't have a filter. And he starts ranting racist and, drugs and all of these horrible things, accusing Mexicans of being, I suppose there are some good ones, comments like that, and they're hard to march back from. So, you know, it's not so much that I don't hate Donald. I think it's very interesting. I'm happy he's in the race. He's certainly mixing things up in the Republican Party. That's for sure. And I have to tell you, because we sit here and we watch the monitor, obviously this is a newsroom, so we have them all on. And Trump just jumps from network to network to network on these news cycles. He's getting all the FaceTime. You know the heads are exploding, you know, in the Mark Rubio camps and the Jeb Bush camps. They're nowhere to be seen.
How come I can't get as much attention as he does? You have to say outrageous things.
Yeah. Well, and he speaks his mind, and I think there are people out there who truly like that. All right,
next. We appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, Linda in Modesto.
Linda, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I could probably talk about both points. My parents migrated here, and they're still currently illegal. I was born here, and I've traveled back and forth between, and, I mean, I love both countries. They have their plus, they have their minuses. But one of the things I was calling first about was that I did go to Mexico. I loved it when I would go because I would go into the American communities, and I would just speak English there and be happy. And when I would come back, are you still there?
Yes. Oh, I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry. So when I would come back, obviously, for me, it's kind of weird because when you're born here but you have Mexican parents, you're not accepted here because you're not American. And when you go back to Mexico, you're not accepted there because you're not really Mexican.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they don't really like us that are, we're born here because they think we have privileges or that we made it somehow better than they did. And then when we're here, we're just Mexican. We're not even American. And but the reason why a lot of Mexicans come here, even though Mexico is beautiful and there's so much things to do there, it's because what we make in one day, even at minimum wage, most people make it there in a factory working for a week, and that's 13 to 15 hours per day.
Yikes.
So if they only get about $80 a week, they can't afford the luxuries that are so cheap for Americans that are going there to retire.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. So, I mean, would you think about going there to retire and living with expats, ex-American pats or Canadian expats and living in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, I told my husband I would probably go back to the town where I originally saw the American communities. And I mean, I do go to Guadalajara, Jalisco, and I like it because they have a Costco now.
Right.
But, yeah, it's something that I would tell him, and they even have a Walmart, and I don't even shop at Walmart here, but I got so excited I went into Walmart there because there was a Walmart. And
because
I
you need those 96 rolls of toilet paper. You just do. Yes.
But yeah, the thing is that in Mexico, you can't live in the regular Mexican communities because there's so much crime and theft. I mean, there's mainly it's the drugs and basically, the cartels are taking over the families that my family had land, and a lot of people who have land in like different certain states, they get taken over by the narcs, and then they just take everything, and then you have all that you lived and worked for, you have nothing. You have to either come to the U.S. or work for someone for like 10 cents an hour. And for us, even that's why Mexicans take really low wages here, because the $5 an hour or even $9 an hour here that they get at McDonald's or whatever, it's so much more than they would get in a week, in Mexico.
I know,
some people don't get to realize.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing both sides to the table. I appreciate it very much, and have a good rest of the week.
It's so unbelievable. People will work so hard for money that we would never work for unless we were, say, a teenager, I guess, and still manage to send some of it home,
Well, let me see. The average American fast food worker is now 29 and a half years old. They used to be 16.
Oh, God.
That's where
right.
I started.
29.
First job, 16.
Right.
McDonald's. Loved it. All right, now 29 and a half. All right, time for a break for the news with John Libertini coming up on KGOA 10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Well, there are some things you can only understand about America after living abroad. That's one of the things we're talking about on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. We'll continue right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, a preemptive strike against the next San Bruno explosion.
It's time bombs ticking under our neighborhoods and our cities.
The mayor of San Bruno hailing proposed changes to natural gas pipelines by the Obama administration. It was a 2010 explosion of one of those pipelines that killed eight people and destroyed 38 homes in that city. More from KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Safety experts have been pushing for years to broaden requirements for excess flow valves even before the deadly San Bruno explosion. San Bruno Mayor Jim Ruane tells KGO.
Anything that can enhance pipeline safety, automatic valves, remotely controlled valves, we're all for because it's time bombs ticking under our neighborhoods and our cities.
The valves would cost about $30 a piece and would automatically shut off gas flow when a line is ruptured.
The cannabis craze is sweeping the nation. A pot-smoking church is suing the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana. The First Church of Cannabis claims laws against possession and use of marijuana infringe on its religious beliefs. According to the lawsuit, church members believe marijuana is a sacrament that brings them closer to themselves and others.
This was not an easy decision, but it is one that is in the best interest of the people of Baltimore.
Former Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batts fired today as the top cop in Baltimore. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake announcing today she's replacing Batts as police commissioner, effective immediately.
The people of Baltimore deserve better. The brave men and women of our department who put their lives on the line every day to make our city safer deserve better, and we're going to get better.
Some would argue Batts is a scapegoat. Even so, why he drew widespread criticism for his response to the riots that erupted following the April death of a young black man in police custody. In San Francisco, prepare to pony up more at the parking meter. It is going to cost you more to use a credit or debit card at parking meters. And as KGO 810's Brian Pelletier tells us, the cost of maintaining those electronic meters is driving the increase.
So what do consumers think about paying the extra fee? Reaction from people I spoke with seems mixed.
I think it's unfair because it's already, at least in front of our building, it's $3 an hour to park.
If they want the convenience of using the card, if there is a charge, it makes sense for the person that's using the card to bear that charge.
Pay by phone customers who now pay 45 cents per parking meter transaction will pay just 27 cents.
The change goes into effect in about 30 days.
And Sanchez is pressured and brought down, sacked by Jason Pierre-Paul.
Well, it seems the rumblings are true about New York Giants star Jason Pierre-Paul. The defensive end today had his right index finger amputated following a fireworks accident. The 26-year-old man has been in a South Florida hospital since Saturday night after severely injuring his hand in a 4th of July fireworks incident. Pro Football's Giants have reportedly pulled a $60 million contract offer previously made to Pierre-Paul.
You will respect my authority! Oh, my God! They killed Kenny!
South Park re-upping for three more seasons. Comedy Central announcing the deal today with Trey Parker and Matt Stone continuing to write, direct, and edit every single episode. That's 23 seasons of South Park by the time the contract expires in 2019.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Well, effective today, Taco Bell is starting home delivery. Yep, not clear if it has anything to do with the explosion of medical marijuana in California, but just the same, we've got KGO 810's Jason Middleton to explain.
Taco Bell is in a partnership with the startup delivery company DoorDash. Delivery will be available initially in more than 90 cities and more than 200 restaurants around L.A., San Francisco, and Dallas. DoorDash delivers food from restaurants such as California Pizza Kitchen and the Cheesecake Factory for a fee. DoorDash DoorDash is based in Palo Alto. Taco Bell has about 6,000 units in the U.S., and it says that it plans to bring delivery nationwide. The delivery fee for DoorDash is a flat $5 here in the Bay Area.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Lee Grayman is again manning the traffic KGO traffic desk tonight. It is 9:35, and what are the roadways looking like?
John, by and large, we're looking good. A handful of construction issues at the moment to mention, though, in Palo Alto, southbound 101. It's got you stop and go from Willow Road to Embarcadero Road, but no other slowdowns on the peninsula at all. And the South Bay looks great, too. Now, that ride through Pleasanton and Livermore is now wonderfully free of any construction jam-ups. Road crews are still there, though. In the city, the only slowdowns right now are heading for the Golden Gate Bridge on northbound 101. Construction's got you stop and go from Broderick Street to Marina, but you're all clear beyond. Southbound 101 heading across the Golden Gate, though, construction's going to cause you minor slowdowns from just before Alexander Avenue across the Golden Gate Bridge down to the tolls, but past that, you should be just fine. And north and southbound 160 in Antioch, well, that's still a mess. Construction still has you jammed between Victory Highway and West Sherman Island Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it was a rough day on the diamond. The Giants and the A's both losing to teams from New York. So let's move on to your Bay Area weather forecast. Cloudy tonight with patchy fog and drizzle after midnight. Thursday, mostly cloudy with, again, patchy fog, drizzle likely during the morning commute. Afternoon highs will be in the mid-60s at the coast, 80 inland. It's going to be warmer on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. And your weekend is looking pretty good. Lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got overcast skies and mild temperatures, 59 degrees in Napa, 61 in Santa Cruz, 60 in Fairfield, 62 in Oakland, 63 in San Jose, and 62 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Fighters and Dave Grohl. Well, the audio is not great because he's at a motorcycle rally, but it's still fun. Well, it might have something to do with the marijuana that Taco Bell's talking about delivery. They're opening the Taco Bell with booze, just like they started in Chicago. Where's that?
Yeah, it's going to be over by the ballpark.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, we started tonight's show talking about foodie stuff. And KFC's latest creation is fried chicken covered in pizza.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah, they're starting this in Hong Kong, but, you know, they're thinking it's going to make its way over here. And it probably will. Basically, it's a piece of fried chicken that has marinara sauce, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese melted on top of the breading. And because it's KFC, the ads show, well, the pizza kitchen or the pizza chicken being offered with a side of mashed potatoes and gravy, just to make it right. And then there's the lady in Ohio who yesterday or the day before, decided that, well, she got bad Chinese food and she was really pissed off. So she decided it might be a good idea to dial 911.
Alliance Police and Fire, where's your emergency?
At Main Moon in College Plaza.
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food, and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they acting like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
What's your name?
Tracy McLeod.
And this is why you called 911?
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat him up and get my money back?
You could have called the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line.
They transferred me. Wait a minute. They transferred me to you.
I will send someone to you.
And she got delivery service, and then they delivered her to the jail.
Oh, my.
Yes, for misuse of 911. No word on whether she got her food back or her money.
That's so interesting, though. Like, I would never think of that. I'll be like, well, I'll never eat there again.
Okay, this
food
is
was crappy.
Definitely but late
she's
night.
Like, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, well.
Oh,
I think,
no.
I don't know.
I am calling the cops.
I think the non-emergency, I don't know what it is here. I almost dread to say it, but when I lived in Chicago forever, it was 311. That was the non-emergency number. I don't know what it is here.
I think that's like an information line here, but maybe okay. It does the same thing. Anyway.
I'm not sure. Here are a number of things talking about the late night Late Show wrap up. Things women have named their boobs and more boob stats. Have you got a name for those? I mean,
they weren't worthy of a name.
Oh my God. About 1 in 6 women have had a boyfriend try on one of their bras, allegedly for fun.
What?
Yes.
1 in how many?
1 in 6.
6?
Just for fun.
I had
fun.
A guy steal mine and, like, wear it to a costume contest. And I'm like, whatever, what did you ever do with that one black bustier? Wore it to the bachelor party. What?
30%?
And, like, ruined it, of course, because he's a big slob. That's just not acceptable. Anyway.
Maybe he thought it was a man's ear.
He probably needs one.
Be careful. 29%, 30% of women have stuffed their bra, and 30% have worn a sports bra to intentionally flatten their chest. Okay, well,
intentionally flatten their chest. Wow. What a concept.
60% have looked at their breasts while they're bending over and thought they looked like, well, this is horrible. Cow's udders. What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Can we go back to the padding the bra?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have this friend. She's so hilarious. She does that all the time with the cutlets, you know? And they look they look like chicken cutlets.
Right.
And she was dancing at some disco in Europe, and the stuff's just flying out of her dress. And she's dancing, and she just, like, busted some little dance move and scooped it up off the ground and shoved it back in. I guess you have to see me
doing a dance
move to
that. Well,
that
would be perfect. Where was she? Was she in Berlin? Because
they'd
probably spank her with it if she was.
Oh, I don't know that part.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Germany
I want to say
is so much fun.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kinky, sexy.
Just incorporated into a dance move. I meant to do that.
21% of women have had different pieces of fruit trying to figure out which one was the most similar to their boobs.
Wow, this is really weird.
Yeah, this is all weird. 20% have strategically lied to a guy so their larger breasts would be closer to him. What? Lying down? I don't know what that is. Is that lying as laying in bed? I think so. This gets even stranger. How can this get even stranger? Well, I'll tell you. 3/4 of men have a nickname for their business.
For
really?
Sure. Yeah, usually they say Little plus their first name. So Little Drex.
Okay. Of those guys, let me see. Almost 75% with a nickname that evokes strength and power. 60% say a woman came up with the nickname right.
Mm. Now,
how do they know this? This is from the Daily Mirror. So this is from the UK. I don't know how they figure this stuff out.
Okay.
So these are Brits. The most popular nicknames were Troy, Hercules, The Rock, Russell the Muscle, Wilfred, Dave, Jerry, Johnny. What is this?
Russell the Muscle is happy to see you.
Jerry is? Johnny? Here's Johnny, I guess.
Bummer.
Randy? What
this
the hell?
Such a bummer.
Wendell and Napoleon. Well, you got to give
Napoleon
respect for Napoleon.
Was short.
Yes, small but mighty, maybe.
I don't know. What
oh, my
that?
God. Oh, maybe Napoleon's short for Napoleon Bonaparte. Sorry.
You went there. That is KGO to go. Yes. All right. I love this, and I saved this story just for you because we don't like the selfie sticks, and everybody's been warned about the selfie sticks. They know they're not allowed in Disneyland, Disney World anymore. They're not allowed at a lot of places. They're not allowed.
Music festivals.
Yeah, music festivals. They didn't want them in the Dead concert, at the Dead concert. And I don't think they want them at the ballparks either anymore. They seem to be banned pretty much everywhere. But some people just don't get it. So a guy was hiking in the UK, in Wales, of all places, this weekend when a thunderstorm broke out. So he used his selfie stick to get a, he wanted to get a photo of himself with the lightning in the background. it worked.
Was it in the foreground?
It did work. He's no longer with us.
Oh, my
God. But there was a picture.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That must be one amazing picture. Do you think we can get our hands on it?
God said no selfie sticks, and he meant it.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I want to see that picture. That must be so crazy.
I think it destroyed the camera.
Shoot.
I don't know.
Before it got uploaded to the cloud?
You have to scratch your head on that one. Well, maybe we'll see that tomorrow. Do you really want to see it? I don't think I want to see it. Okay, it's time for the good news. That's coming up here next. I wanted to mention some of the things that we were talking.
I thought the person with the selfie stick dying was good news.
Well,
sorry.
He wanted a picture.
Sorry.
Of the lightning storm.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted. It's just like the guy yesterday who wanted to go swimming in the alligator pond. And
alligator schmalligator.
You're right. So there's
I'm
more
going
to this
for
story.
A swim.
Okay, so here's how this story goes. Hang on. If you listen, if you're driving home every night and you listen to us on the Late Night Late Show wrap up, I have to do you the favor and tell you this. So the guy was killed over the weekend by the alligator. All right. And he was, where did this take place? Orange, Texas. Aren't you glad you don't live there? Look, so they had a sign out there. It was by a bar. Don't get in the water. There's a 12-foot alligator. No swimming. And then this guy, I don't know, but I'm just going to guess, he probably had several drinks in him. So he started taking his clothes off, and the staff came out and said, dude, don't jump in the water. We just saw a 12-foot alligator. It's in there. He said, F the alligator. He jumped in, and it ate him.
So guess what?
So now here's today. So as he said, F the alligator, he jumped in, and of course the gator killed him almost immediately. One of Tommy's friends got revenge. The guy's only been identified as Bear. Apparently Bear went to the marina last night on a mission. He set up a trap with a chicken bait, and when the gator popped up to eat it, Bear killed him with a shotgun blast to the head. Game wardens came to the marina, found some of Tommy's remains still lodged in his throat.
What?
But they still arrested Bear. And he said, because, you know, you have to have a tag or something. I don't know what they should have called the proper authorities to get rid of this, the game commission. But he stands by what he did. He said he had to go. That's what happens when you kill someone. And that's probably
true. That's what happens when you kill my homies. And then he poured some Hennessy into the lake.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Right. Okay, but I'm most interested in the remains of his friend in the alligator's throat. That's interesting. You know, they could take his DNA and clone him.
So he could do it again?
Not that you'd want to, yeah.
Give him a selfie stick and let him take a picture before he jumps in. Okay, the good news is coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra Gel Caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them. Know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we've been talking about traveling tonight, and I have a list of here of some of the things you can only understand about America after living or going abroad for some time, spending some vacation time, a couple weeks there. I guess you should do it young, okay, when you're young, or when you retire, whatever. But these are
all
things...
All your life.
Yeah, no. But you don't realize how different things are when you get outside of our... big bubble. The U.S. is pretty terrible at coffee. Yeah, well, we've got Starbucks and we've got Pete's, but coffee is probably 10 times tastier in a lot of other countries. That's just the way it is.
And the cafes in Europe are just amazing.
Yes. America is terrific at portions and pours, especially, well, excess is our specialty. look, we have the reputation for being obese. And Americans. That's only because we love wonderful giant burgers and free pours of booze. But nothing like going to a foreign bartender who measures out exactly 1 ounce of a shot for a $20 cocktail.
Mm.
You'd learn what the American pour is real quick, bottoms up. American credit cards are downright medieval. Be warned. The new encrypted ones are the ones, with the chip in it. You have to have one.
Chip and pin.
As a matter of fact... if you're going overseas, a lot of foreign cities have banned our classic signature old school credit cards because they're not encrypted. They won't take them. And that can become a problem.
And this is for your protection.
Yes. The U.S. is massive, like really, really big. I guess we don't understand what we do, but a quick flight from New York to Miami or Chicago to San Francisco might be an easy trip for most Americans, but the sheer enormity of the country overwhelms a lot of other foreigners. I mean, you got to think. For them, it's flying from state to state. American public transit sucks really bad. Okay, well, maybe. If you're thinking about BART or L in Chicago or something like that. Places like Hong Kong and Japan put the rest of the world to shame. Miss the train? Don't worry, a brand new one will be right here in 1 minute. 1 minute later.
Can you imagine a train that doesn't smell like pee?
American security is like Gitmo. Fact, there are airports in other countries where you can saunter through security without so much as an ID, let alone a full body scan, copy of your dental records, and requirement that you turn over your firstborn child. Yes, I've seen that, but I don't always feel comfortable with that. Red Solo cups are quintessentially American. Yep. We've exported one too many frat flicks or 80s John Hughes films with the iconic plastic cup that's associated with American parties. Yeah. You'll be the life of the party if you bring the red cups. Apparently, they're not a thing over there. And let me see. You can't escape the metric system. I think that's a given. Customer and restaurant service is amazing in America, but so is not tipping. Yeah, so we get really good service here. I think that people are I felt it too, because people are so much more relaxed dining and eating. That they take their time, where we don't. And tipping's
There.
Yeah. There they will sit there for an hour or 2 hours.
You don't have to turn over the table. That's right. You can sit there and smoke and then eat some more and then smoke some more and eat some more. I can't remember seeing that in Monte Carlo. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
They're eating. They're smoking while their food is right in front of them.
We have a tendency to use excessive positivity. Everything is super awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Yes. Not so much to them. All right. Our comfort food is better. Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, I love this one. Just one more. Some of our worst television shows are the best options in other countries. Yes.
That so if you go to the UK, David Hasselhoff's
right.
career.
Yes, exactly. Well, if you go to the UK, shows are quickly becoming American favorites. Like there are some other places in the world where Friends, Becker, and Everybody Loves Raymond are not only in syndication, but they're taking up valuable primetime slots.
Becker.
Hear that again. Becker is still running in primetime, you know, in some foreign countries. American television should never be taken for granted.
Wow.
Nor should radio.
Wait till they see Orange is the New Black.
All right. Okay, so let's thank our guests, and we'll call it a night. From Reddit, we talked about Victoria Taylor and her departure from Reddit, and Ellen Powell, and oh, what a hot mess all of that is, with Josh Harkinson from Mother Jones. They're doing a great job, by the way. And then we also spoke with Sheriff Tom Allman from Mendocino County, and he was discussing the big pot bust, but, you know, in the Emerald Triangle. But it wasn't about the pot. It's about all of these people coming in here, trying to take over, setting up camp, and drawing water from the very little water that we have from the creeks and the streams. And, you know, consequently, they've got to make these big busts. And it's more about, you know, them polluting and stealing water. It's a very, very interesting conversation during
you
the 8 o'clock
hour. You potheads should feel guilty for what you're doing to the Eel River.
No. It's, and he said it himself. It's not the hippies and it's not the native Californians.
No, I know, but
it's people coming
who
in
smoke
here
pot.
Or jumping. Well, it's people coming in here, getting ready for the legalization in 2016 of recreational marijuana, trying to take advantage of our ecosystem already, trying to get a foothold in the hills and up there in the Emerald Triangle, and they're just bad news, you know. It's a great conversation, and you can hear it at KGORadio.com, where you can download the podcast or just stream it online. Okay, have a great night, and we'll make more tomorrow. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
Make this 4th of July a no-brainer. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the Del Grant Dealer Group, a.k.a. DGDG.com. And when you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any one of our over 4,000 vehicles with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our brand new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So be happy at DGDG.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. 3 rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for 3 rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
There are games, and then there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic. On one diamond, you've got champs, MVPs, and the hungry ones. The guys who think it's their turn. It's the all-star game of all-star games, the all-star game that decides who's playing Game 7 of the World Series at home. Bat speed and power coming at you at every spot in the lineup. Number one starters coming in from the pen. The fastest feet and the best leather in the world. MLB All-Star Game 2015, Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east?
Live in concert. The Rockabye Golly Angel Tour 2015. Shoreline Amphitheater. Saturday, July 11th. With very special guest Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. More info is at SteelyDan.com.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com, a Cumulus station.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.